Okay, Dimitri, watch closely. We have here an ordinary souffle pan. We say the magic words, Abracapocus, Ilia Kazan, and flambe! Ah! Hey, Cosi, you just missed the magic trick by the great Balchini.
Life is so unfair sometimes.
Cosi, I could do it again.
No, thank you, Balchi.
Well, that's okay. You'll see plenty of magic tonight. The amazing Timmy is performing at the Youth Center charity show. Bing!
Balchi, I'm not going to the Youth Center charity show.
You're not going?
No, you asked me this morning if I was going, and what did I say?
You said no.
And then you asked me again at lunch, and what did I say?
You said no.
That's right. Do you see a pattern here?
Well, you know, usually if I keep asking, eventually I wear you down.
Well, the answer is still no.
I'll check with you later.
I'll save you the trouble. No.
Come on, Cosi.
No,
come
no,
on,
I'm not
please.
Going.
Come
no,
on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Stop it!
Oh, God.
I'm tired. I'm discouraged.
Not to mention a little cranky.
And with good reason. All week long, I dug and I dug, trying to come up with a big story, and I have nothing. Nothing. Wainwright rejected every story idea I had. If I don't come up with something, a story, an interview, something, I'm going to be writing an obituary for my own career.
Well, at least you'll still be writing.
Well, Balchi, the important thing is that I get a story.
This is important, too. The kids wait all year for this annual variety show.
Ow!
You know, they'll all be looking forward to it. You don't know what you're missing.
Take photos.
All right, all right. I'm going to go get dressed. They're expecting me to come and help them set up. But, Cousin, cheer up. You'll come up with something.
I got nothing.
Oh, come on, Cousin. You never know. Life is full of surprises. Bing!
How did you do that?
Well, I can't tell you. For two reasons. Number one, I'd be violating the code of the magicians. And number two, I have no idea.
Larry.
Oh, hello, Mrs. O'Neill.
I hope I'm not bothering you.
You know.
I just wanted to drop off these programs for Balchi to bring to the show tonight.
Well, I'll make sure he gets them.
Oh, thank you. Organizing this charity show is so much work. Oh, I have to make the seating arrangements, talk to the lighting man, and now the Secret Service men are driving me just crazy about Margaret Thatcher stopping by. You didn't hear that.
Margaret Thatcher, the ex-Prime Minister of Great Britain?
Well, yes, but oh, please don't say a word to anyone. She's doing it for me as a special favor. Mags and I went to school together, and I promised her there would be no press or television people there. Oh, she doesn't want to make a circus out of it, you know.
Well, your secret is safe with me.
Oh, thank you, Larry. And remember, mum's the word on Mrs. T.
Mum, 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 mum. Yes!
Wilson?
Yes.
About that charity show.
Okay, I'll come.
Come again?
You know, Balky, I've been thinking about those kids, and I've been very selfish, putting my career above the happiness of those little children. So I've decided to come.
Oh, of course, and now everything's coming up roses.
Ready? Ready. Okay, Woody, concentrate. Which shell is the pea under? This one. Ta-da!
Ellis?
Yeah?
Oh, great, great. You're a little guy. You have so many big boys.
It's okay. I know you're with the Secret Service. I'm handling things for Mrs. O'Neill. Is everything on schedule with Mrs. T?
Everything's fine. Thanks.
Roger.
Where's the amazing Timmy? He's the last act, isn't he?
Oh, he'll be here. He told me he have to go to a stag party. That Timmy must love deer.
Balky, a stag party's got nothing to do with deer.
Well, cousin, I beg to quibble with you. I distinctly remember Timmy telling me that a certain Bambi was going to be jumping out of a cake.
My mistake.
Oh, Mr. Amazing Timmy. I want you to meet my cousin Larry.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I have never seen a performer so relaxed before a performance.
Balky, he is drunk. Help me get him over to the couch over here.
Okay.
Well, looks like the amazing Timmy was practicing his disappearing scotch trick. Balky, go get some coffee.
Cream and sweet and no coasting?
Not for me. For him. For him.
Do you want anything?
Is this a magic act?
Well, it was.
This is Agent Hansen. Show ended early. Skip the youth center. Take Mrs. Setzer directly to her next stop.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? She's still coming here, right?
No. No, the show ends early. Mrs. Setzer has a very tight schedule. She goes right to her next stop.
She can't do that.
She can do whatever she wants.
No, I mean, the show will go on. The magic act will go on. Wake up! You gotta get out of here. You've got to do your magic act or my life is over.
Cousin, I had no idea you were such a magic fan.
That's it. This show is over.
No. The show will go on. We have another magician.
We do, cousin?
Yes. The great Balkini will go on.
Good evening.
I am the great Balkini.
Oh.
And I would like you now to welcome my lovely assistant, Cosini. For my first trick, I require a $10 bill. Cosini, have you a $10 bill? For my first trick, I will take this $10 bill and rip it in many, many pieces. I will rip this $10 bill into many, many pieces. And now, I will magically reassemble the $10 bill. Abracapocus, Ilia Kazan. Voila.
This is what the amazing Timmy taught you?
You know, I think I know what went wrong. I think it's supposed to be a 20. Have you got a 20, cousin?
No.
Cousin, I know you have a 20.
No.
Cousin, have a 20.
Come do another trick.
For my next trick, I will make this table disappear. Where do I come out with them? For my next trick, I will make a rabbit appear. Please note, there is nothing in the bucket. Abracapocus, Ilia Kazam. And voila, a rabbit chicken. A rabid chicken. Cousin, please, take it away before it bites someone.
The rabbit. Get to the rabbit.
All right. Now, I will make a rabbit appear. Abracapocus, Ilia Kazam.
Is she here yet?
No. Is the act over?
No.
Well, it looks that way to me. Malky, where are you going?
I'm done, Cousin. It's over. The show is over. And if I must say so myself, Balchini was a hit.
Malky, you've got to get back out there and do more.
Cousin, I don't have any more.
Balky, if you don't go back out there, Margaret Thatcher won't show up.
Margaret Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher? No, I said Body Snatcher. Body Snatcher. Body Snatcher, yeah. Later on, they're showing the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which is why it is so important that you go back out there. Because of the children. The children. Look at the children. Look at the children. Just look at the children.
Cousin.
Just look at the... All right, I lied. I'll tell you the real truth.
I have a very rare disease.
Cousin!
All right, I lied again. All right, I'll tell you the real, real truth. When Mrs. O'Neill came by to drop off the programs, she let it slip that Mrs. Thatcher was dropping by this evening, and she asked me not to tell anyone, so naturally I phoned Wainwright and told him that I have an exclusive interview on his desk tomorrow morning. And now she's not coming by. The show's over. I won't get my interview, and Mr. Wainwright's gonna fire me.
So you're only here for your own selfish reasons.
That sounds so harsh.
And you lied to me.
Oh, yes, I lied to you for the children.
What's in?
All right. I'm just a selfish liar. There's absolutely no reason why you should help me.
Well, that's for sure.
What's the story?
The show will go on.
Oh, it will? Oh, thank you, Bucky. Thank you.
But I'm going to need your help.
You got it.
The show's going on.
you ready for more magic?
Yeah!
For my first encore trick, I will do the famous milk disappearing into the newspaper funnel trick. Cosini, may I please have the newspaper funnel and the milk? Thank you. Now Cosini will place the newspaper funnel into his pants.
Oh, no, he won't.
Oh, yes, he will. If he really wants this interview, believe me, he will. I will now pour the milk into the newspaper funnel.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Oh, I've never been more sure. Hey, they can't all work. Cosini, please. I will now attempt to cut someone in half. Do I have any volunteers? Anyone? Just raise your hands. Raise your hand. Oh, here's someone.
Absolutely not.
Well, then I guess you don't want that interview. Thank you and good night.
Wouldn't you rather see a nifty disappearing nickel trick?
No.
Hey. Oh, yeah, all right. The great Belchini.
Get in the box.
Wait, wouldn't it be more fun if one of the kids got into the box? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Wouldn't that be fun?
No!
Well, you ungrateful little...
Get in the box, Bozo.
Sure you know what you're doing?
Relax, Kostner. I've seen the amazing team do it 100 times. Never could figure out how it was done. Now, I will attempt to cut Cosini in half. Shall we see if the great Belchini has succeeded?
Excuse me, Belchini. special surprise. Mrs. Thatcher will be here momentarily, and she would love to say a few words to all of you.
Falcon, Falcon, put me back together. Get me out of here.
Okay. Now, I will attempt to put Cosini back together again.
Cosini, I can't get it unlocked.
Well, try harder.
Okay, let's get this junk out of here, all right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Really sorry that I couldn't let you out of the box.
Oh, that's okay, Balky. Wasn't your fault. I got what I deserved. I should have been honest with you from the start.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I just wanted that interview so much. And now I have to tell Mr. Wainwright that I didn't get an interview with Margaret Thatcher because I was cut in half and stuck in a box.
Cousin, you know, I think Mrs. Thatcher would find that really amusing. She's really quite a charming lady.
You talked to her?
Oh, yes. Quite a bit, actually.
You interviewed her?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Well, you know, I am going to need a good writer to turn my interview into an article. Do I have any volunteers? Just, raise your hands. Just anybody?
Oh, here's one. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
I hope you can make something out of this, because it's pretty dry stuff.
I'll try my best.
Tuesday, New Year's Day, ABC Sports presents the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. Big Ten champion Iowa tackles Pac-10 champ Washington, live from Pasadena, California. Now stay tuned for Going Places.